So greetings, fellow productivity seekers. I'm Garland Colson, known as Captain Time, and I have a question for you today. Is your screen time causing you to fail? When I talk about screen time, I mean all the different kinds of screen time you can have. That includes your television, your computer, your tablets, and of course, your smartphones. So all of those different kinds of screen time we can have now. Now, screen time's not new. Screen time's been around a long, long time. It's been ruining productivity since the days of I Love Lucy. People have often come home, flipped on the TV, put their feet up, and that's their evening. Their evening is done. So it's been a long time that television has become kind of the default way of entertaining us. But now it's gotten much worse. It's gotten insidious. Because now we don't just have those screens at home when we go home. Now we've got computer screens in front of us all day while we work with all our various distractions. And then, of course, in our pockets or purses, we have these little things, our smartphones. And they contain the entire wealth of the internet on them. People can watch entire movies on them. You can text, you can connect people around the world. So it's this continual, always connection. And it's become like a drug that's always in your pocket or in your purse that you can't get away from, that it's always there. And because it's also your phone where you have to communicate with people and your way of keeping in touch, it's very insidious. It just doesn't seem like a drug, but somehow it is. Students have trouble focusing on their studies. And I see this all the time in the forums. Students saying, help, I'm about to fail my exams, I'm about to fail my courses. I can't seem to put down my smartphone. It's that insidious, and I try to help them, but it's an incredibly difficult addiction to overcome. Parents, often you see them out ignoring their children entirely. The children are playing and the parents are busy there on the phone with their texting or their game or whatever it is. And even while driving, people can't seem to stop texting while trying to drive. When you're piloting something that's tons of metal that can crush things in its path, and somehow we can't seem to let it go. So this is insidious. This is a really serious problem. And quite likely, screen time is one of the reasons you're not accomplishing everything you want to accomplish. Now, there are some solutions. So one of the first solutions is to set up a positive, productive thing that's going to happen before you're allowed any screen time. Maybe set up a positive trigger first. So like many of us, during COVID, I found that my screen time started to climb because it's obvious. It's just, we can't go out, we can't meet our friends, we can't go to the gym, we can't do the things we'd normally do. So screen time starts creeping up significantly. So one of the things I did to nip it in the bud was to set up a trigger. So when I stop working for the day, what I do is I set it up so that I'm going to do something first before I'm allowed any screen time. So this is before any screen time, I have to do this first. So one is I decided that I wanted to be able to do 20 minutes of meditative exercise. So meditative exercise for me, so my reason for meditative exercise is, first off, it does give me movement. It does allow me to move things. It gives me some exercise, but also it centers me, and I can't just sit there meditating and go, and I'm sure people will say, I just haven't had the right teacher yet, but somehow I just can't seem to sit still long enough to do that. But I can do meditative exercise like Tai Chi or Qigong. Qigong is the one I've been using lately because Tai Chi is more complex and requires me to remember all the steps. It's been a long time since I learned it. So Qigong has been my meditative exercise of choice lately. Number two, that I have to do every day before screen time is I have to do 30 minutes of creativity. So, and the 30 minutes of creativity for me is usually my driftwood art that I put together. I enjoy doing it. I sand away at these little driftwood pieces, make them shine, make things out of them. And it's very meditative. And also because most of my day is in front of a computer screen, I like to work with my hands in the evening for at least one of my hobbies. So I set these two up. I did put them in a habit tracker. I used a Loop habit tracker on my phone is what I used for a while. But now it's come to the point where it's my habit. I don't even need to put it in the habit tracker anymore because I do this successfully every day. So before I'm allowed to turn on any screen, television, computer, tablet, my smartphone, I do the 20 minutes of meditative exercise, usually Qigong. And then I do my 30 minutes of something creative. And it can be anything. For me, as I said, it's usually my driftwood art, but it could be painting, it could be writing, it could be poetry, it could be singing, it could be anything that you connect to. So that's one way to do it, is to set up a system where you do something productive before your before your time. And I like to do it first thing in the evening, because later in the evening you're tired and then you want to kind of maybe default to just being entertained. Another idea is to set screen limits. So you might say, okay, I'm going to watch one episode of my favorite show per night, or two episodes of my favorite shows per night. Without commercials, if you're watching, especially something like Netflix or Amazon Prime, where you're going to be watching without commercials and not interrupted, it doesn't take that long. Usually it's an hour and a half for a couple of episodes that used to be 2 hours in the past. So there is that time savings there. Alternatively, you can say between 8 and 10 every night is when I allow my screen time, and just do it during those periods. And some of you are saying, but Garland, I'm going to have texts all evening and they're not going to be answered. If your people texting you are your friends, they will understand that you can take an hour in the evening to be productive, to do something else. They're going to understand that you may not live on your phone. I know everybody seems to live in their phone or live on Facebook right now. But by taking that time aside and taking some productive time for yourself, it will work much better. You can set a timer. You can say, I'm going to do 1 hour of screen time or 2 hours of screen time. Set a timer. You can use your phone for that, or use a kitchen timer that you just turn and say that's going to be done. And or having that set time where, okay, between 6:30 and 8, I'm going to do productive things. At 8 o'clock is when I'm going to just sit and veg in front of the TV. Think of how many books haven't been written, how many musical instruments haven't been mastered. Think of, how many projects have not been done because somehow we let screen time be our default and we let it take over everything we do. All of this creativity is in us, so it's just important that we take control once again of our time. And we do have enough time for this. We may think we don't, but we do have enough time to carve out even 30 minutes to 1 hour for a fun hobby in the evening, or something productive you like to do, or taking care of your body like exercise. I'm Garland Colson, Captain Time. Please hit the like and subscribe button. That encourages me to continue creating videos like these. And there's tons of ways to connect with me through the down below area. And leave me a comment. Tell me what you thought. Tell me how your struggles are going with screen time. Did you come up with a solution? What worked? And we'd be happy to chat further about it. Thanks for listening.